Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The single national curriculum, SNC, poisons our children with a Western secular worldview while giving us false reassurance with some Islamic content. Although Pakistan's rulers have made great fanfare that a key consideration of its single national curriculum, SNC, 2020 is the inclusion of teachings of Quran and Sunnah. In reality, this curriculum is a dangerous colonialist project to suppress Islam. The SNC poisons the understanding of Islam as a complete way of life, with the Quran and Sunnah as divine sources of ruling. The entire backbone of the SNC is based on the alignment with the goals and targets of SDG 4, as mentioned in the documentation of Pakistan's Ministry of Federal Education and Professional Training. The Sustainable Development Goal, SDG 4, is to shape our education according to the vision of the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, UNDESA. Its most dangerous target from the point of view of our deen is the SDG Target 4.7, which is aimed at shaping the emotional disposition, nafsiya, of our children, as well as shaping their view of religion, society, government, politics, and global affairs according to Western values. The colonialist plan targets to make Islam occupy the same place in the Muslim world as Christianity does in Western societies, restricted to personal affairs with no impact on the collective practical life, state, and constitution. The colonialist plan for education comes at a time when there is a widespread discussion about ruling by Islam. The Islamic State, Khilafah, and the unity of the Ummah. It comes at a time when the Ummah is rejecting the colonialist international order, which has led to occupation of her lands, attacks on her deen, and exploitation of her wealth. Their awareness of the impending Islamic revival, the colonialists are exerting effort so that the Islamic Ummah abandons opposition to colonialism, spending freely in this evil cause. In the words of the position paper on networking to integrate SDG Target 4.7 and social and emotional learning 1 into educational materials, NISSEM, the colonialists mention donors are willing to spend on activities that reduce future conflict. Blindly pursuing the UN's SDG Target 4.7, the single national curriculum, SNC, undermines Islamic concepts about the collective life of the Ummah. The SNC promotes the Western political concept of nationhood based on land and race instead of the Islamic concept of a single Ummah. In its curriculum for the social studies grade 4 through 5th, it is stated that the curriculum intends to foster patriotism. It also stipulates that students must be able to explain reasons for pride in being Pakistani and patriotism. However, the nationalism, patriotism, and sectarianism that divide the Ummah are rejected in Islam. It is not a true bond between its people, but the true bond is the bond of Islam that produces a single brotherhood of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها. And hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, and be not divided amongst yourselves. And remember Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies of one another, but He joined your hearts together, so that by His grace you became brethren, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire, and He saved you from it. Surah Ali Imran 103. Moreover, it is a grave disobedience to call for bonding on any basis other than Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, من قتل تحت راية عمية يدعو عصبية أو ينصر عصبية فَقَتْلُهُ جَاهِلِيَّةً. Anyone who is killed under the banner of a man who is blind to his just cause, who raises the slogan of family or supports his own tribe, dies the death of one belonging to the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance, Muslim. Furthermore, the SNC promotes the Western ruling system, democracy, which makes laws on the basis of human whims and desires, as opposed to the Islamic ruling system, the Khilafah, which rules by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the social studies curriculum in its section 1.7, theme of social studies, grades 4 through 5th. It is stated that the students must cover definitions of state, government, democracy. The social studies curriculum insists that students must describe the concept of democracy as the most popular system of government and describe why it is the preferred form. However, far from being the preferred form of ruling, Islam rejects democracy in absolute terms. Democracy is a taghut, an authority that does not rule by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only forbade Muslims from ruling with taghut, He subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Muslims to disbelieve in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يَضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Have you not seen those who claim to believe in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what was revealed before you? They wish to refer legislation to Taghut, while they were commanded to reject it, and Satan wishes to lead them far astray. Surah An-Nisa 60. In democracy, laws are made according to the whims and desires of men and women, gathered in a parliament, even through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. وَنَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And judge between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their desires. And be aware, O Muhammad, that they might seduce you from some of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to you. Surah Ma'idah 49. Thus, in the Khilafah, no law can be implemented unless it is derived from Quran and Sunnah. The SNC builds respect for falsehood rather than rejection of falsehood. The curriculum for English grades 1 through 5, 2020, is not confined to the learning of the English language alone, but extends to mixing truth with falsehood. The English curriculum has 5 competencies in total, but the most dangerous, the 5th competency, is embedded in the other 4 competencies. In the section Competency 5, Appropriate Ethical and Social Development, C5S1, the curriculum mandates that students must develop attributes such as tolerance, respect, equality. The English curriculum further insists that teaching material must demonstrate cultural neutrality and should not contain any biased, prejudiced material. Thus, the English curriculum seeks to establish that all religions and cultures are equal, deserving of the same regard and value in the eyes of the students, so that the student can abandon the practice of Islam and adopt non-Islamic lifestyles without guilt in doing so. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a complete deen that establishes within Muslims a clear bias, so they evaluate all matters from the viewpoint of Islam alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تُلْبِسُوا الْحَقِّ قَبِلْ بَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And do not mix the truth with falsehood or conceal the truth while you know it. Surah Al-Baqarah 42. Islam does not hold that believers are equal to disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Not equal are the companions of the fire and the companions of paradise. The companions of paradise, they are the ones who attain success. Surah Al-Hashr 20. Islam denounces falsehood and orders its obliteration, by the truth of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. Rather, we dash the truth upon falsehood and it destroys it, and thereupon it departs. Surah Anbiya 18. Thus, both in individual and collective life, Islam establishes a clear standard for the Islamic Ummah to the exclusion of all other religions and ways of life. Aside from undermining caution and guarding against kufr, the single national curriculum, SNC, seeks to undermine Islam as a criterion for actions, prohibitions, permissions, and morals. Regarding the curriculum for general knowledge, grades 1 through 3, 2020, it undermines the Islamic concept of halal and haram and unique concepts of morality in Islam by claiming that morals are those which are common to all religions. The curriculum calls for ethical values, which are essence of Islam and common in all religions. The notion of ethical values is a Western concept, where values are determined upon human reasoning as to what is right and wrong from their perceived harm or benefit. The Western concept of morals leads to inconsistency and hypocrisy in the pursuit of morals, because it links them to personal interests instead of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in Islam, the acquisition of any moral is in response to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in avoiding His subhanahu wa ta'ala's prohibitions. The moral virtues are acquired through obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in individual worship or in collective transactions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Prayer forbids lewdness and abomination. Islam praised honesty in trading, truthfulness when bearing witness, respect in dealing with parents, mercy when dealing with children, cheerfulness in greeting, generosity in helping the needy, and bravery when facing the enemy on the battlefield. As the morals are linked to Islam's commands and prohibitions, morals become a constant feature of a Muslim and do not revolve around his benefit. As if this were all not enough, the single national curriculum even seeks to change the way our children feel about Islam. The SNC undermines the Islamic inclinations, likes, and dislikes which have been shaped by centuries of ruling by Islam in the Indian subcontinent. In its curriculum for early childhood care and education, ECCE Grade 1, 2020, the SNC damages the pure inclinations of our youngest and most vulnerable in the section 2.4, Personal and Social and Emotional Development. So while Islam builds a strong love of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a firm hatred of disobeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build the necessary inclinations for a life of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ECCE curriculum ingrained that the student must respect the feelings and views of others irrespective of their religion. However, the curriculum does so even though Islam does not respect the views and feelings that advocate sin, disbelief, kufr, and disobedience. Indeed, Islam builds love for the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hatred for the wicked who disobeys Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْغَضُ الْفَاحِشُ الْبَذِيِّ. Truly Allah detests the wicked and foul-tongued. Tirmidhi. Islam mandates that all the inclinations, likes and dislikes, must be in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونُ هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. None of you truly believes until his desires are subservient to that which I have brought. An-Nawawi. O Muslims of Pakistan and their students, teachers, parents, and educationists in particular, rigidly adhering to the UN's SDG Target 4.7, the single national curriculum is a colonialist assault on our future generations. It advocates the detachment of religion from life's affairs, while Islam is the only valid basis for both the individual and the community. The SNC places Islam as an equal to all religions, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms that the only deen of truth is Islam. It calls upon the division of the Islamic Ummah by race, land, and language. whereas the might of the Islamic Ummah and its Khilafah lies in its unity by Islam. It calls for the ruling by the flawed man-made laws of democracy, even though Islam's system of ruling is the Khilafah. Indeed, the SNC reminds the followers of the colonialist era of what happened leading up to the English Education Act, 1835, when the colonialist Thomas Babington Macaulay produced his famous Memorandum on Education, in which he said there was a need to produce a class of persons, Indian in blood and color, but English in taste, in opinions, in morals, and in intellect. It is not a surprise for the believers that the greatest concern of the colonialist is our attachment to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who disbelieve spend their wealth to avert people from the way of Allah. Al-Anfal 36. Today, the Kafir colonialists strive for our coming generations to submit before their corrupt beliefs, values, and projects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Never will the Jews nor the Christians be pleased with you till you follow their religion. Say, verily, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. Surah Al-Baqarah 120. As for the rulers of Pakistan, far from securing our deen, they are working to ensure the success of the colonialist plan for Muslim education. While paying lip service to our deen, they are ensuring the promotion of sin, disobedience, and kufr. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. If you disbelieve, then verily Allah is not in need of you. He likes not disbelief for his slaves. Surah Az-Zumar 7. In fact, the rulers in Pakistan repeatedly seek to make us lower our guard so as to ensure the success of every colonialist plan against us, whether it involves the assault on our lands or resources or even our deen. It is upon all of us to reject the rulers in their misguidance and disobedience. It is upon all of us to hold firmly to our deen and work for the only state that will secure our deen, the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will establish an education policy which will bring innovation and creativity in every conceivable sphere of life, from jurisprudence to medicine and food science, from engineering to architecture and town planning, at a time that the world is crushed under the West's capitalism. The Khilafah will reestablish the global renaissance that it shone upon the entire world for centuries previously, inspiring and compelling the Europeans to emerge from their dark ages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And thus we have made you a just ummah, that you will be witnesses over the people. Surah Al-Baqarah 143. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Pakistan.